God said,
I am that I am.
And he said,
Thou shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. 114. Now, three prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
Hallelujah. Yea, saith the Lord, it is the last days. And does not my word say that in those days your women and your children shall rule over you? America, your own military shall soon oppose you, and your dollar shall fall, and your military will use that to oppress you, saith the Lord.
Let your thoughts this day, saith your Father, let them be upon me. I shall prepare you for the days that are ahead. For the world shall see troublesome times, for you shall see many things throughout the whole world taking place. For truly these are the signs of the last days, and you shall see these things and hear these things, that I can bring to you the life that you need to stand. For the evil days that are ahead are wicked, saith your Father.
Search and see if this be the time of the end, saith the Lord. Search and see, even in my word, the scriptures, if I have not already spoken to you from time past that this time would come. Search and see if the fulfillment of my word has come, saith God. For in that day that you search, you will see, saith the Lord, that all that I have said would come to pass.
Saith the Lord, I am coming soon.
That foundation was built upon the apostles and upon the very prophets of the Old Testament, saith the Lord. But it is the foundation today. It is the cornerstone. It is the cornerstone that holds thee, my church, the living stones. I say unto thee, do you not know, and will you remember, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against my church? For I've called thee where two or three are gathered in my name. There am I in the midst. Yea, saith God, I'm in the midst of thee this day.
Praise God, and welcome to all our listeners on Superstation WWRB 3.185.
Hello, my name is Bill. I'm in Lansing, Michigan. I'm listening to you on 3.185. You're loud and clear, about 40 over. Thank you, and God bless. Bye-bye.
See, it really doesn't take long to give a radio check. Just give me a call tonight and give me a radio check, won't you? And I thank you. Stay tuned for the prophecy news behind the news. What awesome prophetic words tonight. Four of them instead of three. My, my, my. The end times, the last days, they are here. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, called by God's own audible voice as his watchman. Yes, I did hear God's voice. And it does not matter if you believe that, because I know what I heard. Will you call in a radio check tonight? It's always a blessing to hear from my listener friends. Call 1-607-201-5663. It will not cost you very much, and it only takes less than 1 minute to tell me your state and how well you're hearing the program. Please, don't forget the state. I really need to know where this program is getting out to. That's the purpose and the reason for a radio check. Well, on January 1st, I said I would give the 5th, the 10th, and the 15th callers a Burger King $10 gold stimulizer card so Obama wouldn't beat me out on the stimulizer program. However, there were only 6 callers that night. Would you believe that? You think I get a lot of callers? I don't get a lot of callers. I don't have a lot of supporters. This program is supported by a handful of people. Here is the audio from that 5th caller.
Yeah, Richard down here in Livingston, Texas. Your signal's coming through very good. I listen to you
Jackson. I also pick up Alex Jones, and sometimes I listen to him. I'm on the calling card. I only got about 10 seconds left on it. Bye.
Now to Brother Rich, or Richard, whatever that was, from Livingston, Texas. I hope you are listening tonight, as I have tried to call you to get your address, but you never seem to answer. If you are listening, please call my 24-hour voicemail, 1-607-201-5663, and repeat your address twice, please, so I can send that card to you. I am glad to hear, however, that you listen to me in preference to Alex Jones once in a while. I hope you're listening tonight. That number repeats at the end of the program if you missed it. Now, the prophecy news behind the news reports. Police look to hack citizens' home PCs. Very intrusive powers, as intrusive as someone busting down your door. Police and state intelligence agencies from several countries may soon be working together to secretly hack into private citizens' personal computers without their knowledge and without a warrant. According to a report, the police hacking process is called remote searching and enables law enforcement to gather information from emails, instant messages, and web browsers, even while hundreds of miles away. According to that report, a remote search can be granted if a senior police officer believes it is necessary to detect a serious crime, and unlike searching a suspect's home, a remote search does not require a warrant. My. Romans chapter 10, verse 3. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Continuing. New U.S. Embassy to open in Baghdad. The new U.S. Embassy in Baghdad is due to be opened officially with a dedication service led by Ambassador Ryan Crocker. Security will be tight at the ceremony in the Iraqi capital for one of the biggest and most expensive embassies the U.S. has ever built. Watchman comment. Will this be the new Babylon with eventually the Antichrist as its head? Romans chapter 11, verse 25. For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits. Continuing. European Union pushing for worldwide homosexual rights. Under the leadership of France, the European Union, the EU, is pushing for those rights through the United Nations for homosex people. My. In December, France, which headed the EU in 2008, attempted to get the UN to approve a resolution decriminalizing homosexuality. The resolution received support from 66 of the 192 member nations, with all of the EU countries voting for it. The United States voted against it, but that will probably change once Barack Obama comes to power this month. A UN analysis said, I would fully expect that France and the European Union will push for LGBT, which means lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, rights and gender identity rights, and collaborate heavily with the Obama administration beginning the first quarter of 2009. Watchman comment. Didn't I tell you that when Obama got into office, that there would be change, but not the change you were looking for? The prophecy voice of Brother Johnson has spoken. Luke chapter 17, verses 29 and 30. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Continuing. The Bible Illuminated is a worldly Bible fitting for the Christian rock generation. My. Released in English for the holiday season, the Illuminated Bible is a glossy magazine format that features pictures of rappers in indecent poses, immodestly clad models, Marxist, revolutionary, Che Guevara, Hollywood movie star Angela Jolie, atheist rocker John Lennon, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Princess Diana, Bono, Muhammad Ali, Mahatma Gandhi, Nelson Mandela, and Andy Warhol in homosexual cross-dressing attire. My. This apostate Bible changes the word blood in the Bible to death and corrupts practically every passage touching the deity of Jesus Christ. Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 26. Her priests have violated my law and have profaned mine holy things. They have put no difference between the holy and profane. Neither have they shewed difference between the unclean and the clean, and have hid their eyes from my Sabbath, and I am profaned among them. My. God gets angry about these kind of things. Continuing. Gaza, hotbed of terror and how it got that way. In foreign affairs, things are never as they seem. In the current Israeli-Gaza conflict, it isn't as simple as they fired rockets at Israel and Israel is firing back in self-defense. The larger question is, how did those thousands of rockets get into Gaza, an enclave supposedly cut off from the world by rigorous checkpoints? Yes, some crude short-range rockets are built inside of Gaza, but all the parts and explosives have to be brought in, as well as the larger medium-range rockets of Russian design, now being manufactured in North Korea, Iran, and around the world. All these weapons are imported through a Madrid of tunnels that run under the Egyptian-Gaza border. Egypt knows this and looks the other way. Israeli intelligence also has eyes and ears all over Gaza and knows it too, but doesn't act until it's too late. Why? To understand what's really going on inside Israel, Gaza, and the West Bank, and the whole Middle East, you have to understand that secret backroom deals are made that the U.S. and Israel have been making with the various Palestinian functions. You have to see who is funding and backing the belligerents and who has the real power to call the shots. We never know all the things that are going on behind the things. Watchman Shofar. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. U.S. aims to fill oil reserve. The Bush administration resumed buying oil for the first time just recently for the U.S. emergency stockpile, acting on the recent steep drop in oil prices and the expiration of a law that has banned purchases. The U.S. Energy Department said it plans to buy 12 million barrels of crude oil to replenish supplies sold after Hurricanes Katrina and Rita in 2005. It is also noted that the Strategic Petroleum Reserve would receive an additional 5-plus million barrels of oil from refiners by May, reflecting repayment for oil loaned after Hurricane Gustav and Ike last year. Watchman comment, this report is so false, it has an odor. I can almost smell the thing. Ugh. Just watch now as gas prices go up. Continuing, flirting with disaster. With the best of intentions, some health freedom groups in America are calling for reform of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA. This is an excellent idea. Unfortunately, it could hardly be trumpeted at a worse time. Does the FDA really need reforming? Absolutely, of course it does. But those groups and individuals calling for a complete overhaul of the FDA could not be more correct in their assessments. As they and we should see it, the FDA has completely failed in its mission to protect the American people's health. The FDA has approved dangerous vaccines and drugs. Just pay attention to the class action lawsuits on TV by lawyers who are suing Big Pharma as they ask if people have been injured or died so that they can sue for more money and make more money off of you people who do this suing. My. You want something for nothing. I mean, I can understand if you've been injured and you need to pay hospital bills. But, you know, as a Christian, you should not be doing this. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that he shall also reap. Continuing. Brits turning to paganism. Brits believe in UFOs, aliens, ghosts, more than God. Tales of UFOs, aliens, and ghosts are believed more than God, according to a new survey. The study is to mark the DVD release of X-Files, my. I Want to Believe has found that while 54% of Brits are convinced that the Almighty exists, 58% believe in the unholy supernatural. It was found women were more likely to believe in the supernatural than men, and were more likely to visit a medium. Nearly a quarter of the 3,000 surveyed by market researchers claimed that they had had a paranormal encounter. Some 37% said aliens and ghosts were the basis of their belief system. The article noted, by seeking to destroy belief in Christianity, skeptics have only opened the doors for belief in almost anything. They have unwittingly created a pagan and superstitious generation. UFOs, aliens, and ghosts are believed in by this generation even more than believing in God. Watchman comment. No. It is not unwittingly. The article is wrong. It is a demonic plan to try to destroy Yeshua, who cannot be destroyed. And have you noticed most New Age priests are women? Isaiah chapter 3, verse 12. As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err and destroy the way of thy paths. Toxic deposits by the ton. In a single year, a coal-fired electrical plant deposited more than 2.1 million pounds of toxic materials in a holding pond that failed, flooding 300 acres in East Tennessee. Officials maintain that the sludge released in the spill was not toxic, though the coal ash has long been known to contain dangerous concentrations of heavy metals and other yuck. Then later, after the spill, the authorities issued a joint statement with the EPA and other agencies recommending that direct contact with the ash be avoided, and that pets and children should keep away. My. You didn't hear that much on the regular news, but you're hearing it on Prophecy News. They finally admitted they lied. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. The definition of delusion is this: an erroneous belief that is held in the face of evidence to the contrary. Watchman comment? My. As I said, one cannot believe what the elitists say anymore. Watchman Shofar. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Saith the Lord, must I shake the whole earth to get your attention? Will you listen to me if the mountains rumble and the earth crumbles? Will you listen to me if the sky darkens and the stars do not give out their light? Will you listen to me if I take away the gifts that I have given you? Then you will listen, saith the Lord. Then you will pay attention, saith God. Then you will understand that I am the I am, saith God.
And God said, I am that I am. I am that I am.
For these are the last days. The signs of the times are upon you, saith the Lord. Pay attention to them. Do not laugh at them. Do not shake them off, but pay attention to them. Get into my word and be founded and grounded in that which will save you in the days ahead, saith God.
Spoken on November
30, 2008. I am that I am. Thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Now the fulfillment. USA, Wyoming. The swarm of over 500 small earthquakes in Yellowstone National Park is the most intense measured there in years, leaving the scientists puzzled. Researchers have long predicted that the Yellowstone supervolcano will eventually erupt again with devastating consequences for much of the United States. Half the country could be covered in ash up to 3 feet thick. That's 1 meter deep, one study predicts. Last year, researchers reported an unusual slow movement below the surface that is tied to a newfound gradual sinking of the nearby Teton Range. And in 2006, scientists discovered that in the previous decade, the volcano, that's that super volcano that's underneath the geysers in Yellowstone Park, didn't you understand what makes those geysers geysh? My. Underneath those geysers, the volcano has risen nearly 5 inches. Could it develop into a bigger fall or something related to hypothermal activity? You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman.
Saith the Lord, must I shake the whole earth to get your attention? Will you listen to me if the mountains rumble and the earth crumbles?
Spoken on November 30, 2008. Watchman comment. Did you know that under Yellowstone, there exists the world's largest supervolcano? Sort of brings the prophecy news behind the news home to roost, does it not, America? Luke chapter 21, verse 11. And great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. The last day signs, the end times, they sure are here. Now, here is an even longer report on that same issue. Do Yellowstone earthquakes foretell Yellowstone volcano eruption? Recent Yellowstone earthquakes are centered under the ancient Yellowstone supervolcano's cauldron. It is not unusual for there to be small earthquakes in the Yellowstone Park area. However, the recent spat of Yellowstone earthquakes are very different. These quakes are not powerful, but there are a lot of them occurring in short periods of time. Yellowstone National Park is the home of the Old Faithful Geyser, which derives its heat from a shallow 5 to 10 mile deep pool of magma that lies below Yellowstone. The area is still very geologically active, and according to the University of Utah's Quake Center, it is a site of 1,000 to 2,000 small earthquakes every year. But they say the recent activity is much more and larger than average. With all the shaking going on in Yellowstone Park, I cannot help but think of the possible effects of that supervolcano under the park if it were to erupt. It could be about 8,000 times more destructive than the Mount St. Helens eruption, and it has the potential to be even more powerful than that. If these Yellowstone earthquakes are the precursor to an eruption, the damage would almost certainly be more catastrophic than anyone could imagine. Aside from the destructive force of the explosion, the tremendous amounts of ash that would be released into the atmosphere would certainly be dramatic. And even if it was temporary, this effect on the Earth's climate would be something else. While it would not stop global warming in the longer term, we might expect the ash to block off enough sunlight globally to cause a year or two of the coldest weather on record. My. That's biblical if you realize it and you've read your Bible. The darkening of the sun. My. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman.
Saith the Lord, must I shake the whole earth to get your attention? Will you listen to me if the mountains rumble and the earth crumbles?
Spoken on November 30, 2008. Luke chapter 21, verses 15 through 28. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon, and in the stars and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Watchman comment, I have been saying it and saying it and saying it. The last day signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Continuing, as if things weren't bad enough, Russian professor predicts the end of the United States of America. For a decade, Russian academic Ingor Perin has been predicting the U.S. will fall apart in 2010. For most of that time, he admits, few took his argument that an economic and moral collapse will trigger a civil war and the eventual breakup of the U.S. He is very seriously saying that. Professor Panarin is 50 years old and is not a fringe figure. He is a former KGB analyst, and he is the dean of the Russian Foreign Ministry's Academy of Future Democrats. Watchman comment, I hear on a lot of programs, even on WWRB, people talking about taking up arms. I fear this is actually going to happen. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Continuing, is a flu pandemic imminent? Every year when flu season rolls around, the public is barraged with news stories about the reasons to get a flu shot. This year is no different. From coast to coast, the headlines are blaring, get your shot, get your flu shot, my. Within the past few months, the CDC even lowered the recommended age, oh my goodness, for the flu shot to children as young as 6 months old. Lord have mercy. Basically, that means that they think that just about everyone in the country should get the shot except the newborns in order to stay well. Watchmen comment, although I've been already doing it. Could it be that these very dangerous flu shots, and they are dangerous, with all the contaminants that is contained in those flu shots, like formaldehyde, mercury, etc., etc., that these people are afraid to give it to babies because the babies would die right away, because they're very vulnerable to that, and then truly the public would know how deadly these flu shots are? My. Sounds reasonable to me. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 20. Hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of man are never satisfied. Continuing, the big shock of 2008. Who needs whom? Now tens of millions have their wake-up call and shock and now come to understand that not only will the government be unable to protect them on so many levels, but they are unwilling and even stubbornly refusing to do their job. Watchman shofar. The time of the end is at hand, my friends. I pray you enjoyed tonight's program. And if it touched you in any way, please call or write and let me know with the contact information that you're about to hear. For your tithes, love gifts, prayer requests, and letters of support and blessings, write Signs, S-I-G-N-S, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviated just N-Y, 13797, USA. That 24-hour voicemail number again, 1-607-201-5663. The address to write again, Signs for your love gifts, tithes, letters of support, comments, questions, prayers, etc. Signs, P.O. Box 122, L-I-S-L-E, N-Y for New York, zip code 13797, USA. Call that voicemail 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. 1-607-201-5663. Thank you for listening. May the love of Jesus Christ be with you in these last days. The last day signs, they are upon the earth already. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Until the next program, Mondays, 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 3.185, and Wednesdays, also 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 3.185, and again, a little earlier on Thursdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 3.185, that program, like tonight's, is an all-news program. These programs are when we can get together on the air in friendship and fellowship. I salute you in the love of Jesus Christ until we meet again. With Jesus Christ in your heart, you have nothing to fear about the end times. Just go to Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and following, and you will be a child of the Most High. Maranatha, my friends, Watchman's ending shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.